They say confession is good for the soul.
大家都说能够承认自己的错误对你的灵魂是好的。
Tonight we'll look at the book of Malachi.
今天晚上我们来看马拉基书。
Now, I did not want to minister on the book of Malachi. I did not want to speak on the book of Malachi.
其实我并不是对于来讲说成为要来讲马拉基书其实并不是我自己的本意。
When the Lord gave me this burden in Zechariah,
当主把撒加利亚书的负担赐给我的时候
at first I thought that was it.
一开始我觉得就是他了。
And when the Lord expanded that burden to Haggai,
当神将那个负担扩展到哈该书的时候
I thought that might be it.
我说这样也可以。
But then the Lord moved my heart towards Malachi.
但是后来神又将我的心移到了马拉基书。
In my initial reaction,
我最初的反应乃是
was almost to say, Lord, I don't want to speak on Malachi.
我几乎这样说，几乎想对主说，主啊，我不想讲马拉基书。
I don't know, if you've all read Malachi.
我不知道大家读过马拉基书没有。
But on the surface, it seems to me to be a very depressing letter.
但是我从表面上来看的话这本书其实是让人很丧气的。
A very depressing prophecy.
其实是让人很丧气。
I thought, Lord, it's all about judgment.
主啊我对主说这都是讲到审判。
But then as I meditated more on Malachi,
但是当我阅读思想马拉基书的时候
I discovered there is judgment.
我发现确实有审判。
But there's judgment for a reason.
但是是有是有原因的。
And there's a lot more than judgment in the book of Malachi.
在马拉基书其实比审判要讲的更多。
So the Lord was merciful to me.
神对我实在有怜悯。
I said, Lord, I'm willing.
我对主说啊，我愿意。
Show me what is in your heart.
向我显明你的心意。
And I will share.
我愿意分享。
Well, that is the confession.
我要向大家承认。
Now we will tonight look at Malachi.
今天晚上我们来看马拉基书。
It's the last book of the Old Testament.
这是旧约中的最后一卷书。
So you should be able to find it.
所以应该大家能够找到。
Turn to chapter 1.
第一章。
We'll just look at verses 1 to begin with down to the first part of 3.
我们从第一节开始到第三节的上半部分。
And I'll do like Larry has trained me. I'll read one verse at a time.
我们一节一节读就像 Larry 把我训练成的那样
The burden of the word of Jehovah to Israel by Malachi
耶和华借马拉基传给以色列的默示
Listen to this word
请大家注意听
I have loved you saith Jehovah but ye say wherein hast thou loved us was not Esau Jacob's brotherSaith Jehovah,
耶和华说，我曾爱你们，你们却说，你在何事上爱我们呢？耶和华说，以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各。
And I have loved Jacob, and I have hated Esau.
我却爱雅各，恶以扫。
Turn to chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
The law of truth, wait a minute, forgive me.
对不起。
Oh no, chapter 1 verse 6.
第一章的第六节。
A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear, saith Jehovah of hosts unto you.
藐视我名的祭司啊，万军之耶和华对你们说：儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢
？Priests that despise my name, but you say, wherein have we despised thy name? There's the rest of ye offer pollute.
你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名呢
？You offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and you say, "Wherein have we polluted thee?" In that you say, "The table of Jehovah is contemptible."
你们将污秽的食物献在我的坛上，却说我们在何事上污秽你呢？ 因你们说耶和华的桌子是可藐视的。
And if you offer the blind sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Present it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee? And will he accept thy person?
你们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？将瘸腿的、有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献上你的省长，你献给你的省长，他岂喜悦你，岂能看你的情面吗？
Look at verse 12 of chapter 1.
第一章第十二节。
But ye profane it, in that you say, the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, his food is contemptible. And ye say, behold, what a weariness.
你们却亵渎我的名，说耶和华的桌子是污秽的，其上的食物是可藐视的。
Look at chapter 3.
第三章。
Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me.
我要差遣我的使者，在我面前预备道路。
For I, look at verse 6.
第六节。
For I, Jehovah, change not, and ye sons of Jacob are not consumed.
因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。
Since the days of your father have you departed from my statutes and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith Jehovah of hosts. But ye say, wherein shall we return?
万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？
Verse
8.
Will a man rob God, but you rob me? And you say, wherein doth we rob thee?
人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？
In tithes and heave offerings.
就是你们当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
And listen to this strong word.
请注意听。
Ye are cursed with a curse, and me ye rob.
因你们通过的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。
But look at the latter parts of verse 10.
第十节的后半部。
And prove me now herewith, saith Jehovah of hosts, if I open not to you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing till there be no place to contain it.
万军之耶和华说，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆与你们甚至无处可容。
Verse 16,
第十六节
of chapter 3. Then they that feared Jehovah spoke often to one another, and Jehovah observed it, and he heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him.For them that fear Jehovah and that thought upon his name, and they shall be unto me a peculiar treasure.
那时，敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
第四章第二节。
And unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings.
但向你们敬畏我名的人必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能。
And then the last three verses.
最后三节。
Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, the statutes and the ordinances. Behold, I send unto you Elijah the prophet.And before the coming of the great and terrible day of Jehovah, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
你们当纪念我仆人摩西的律法，就是我在何烈山向以色列众人所吩咐他的律例典章。看哪，耶和华大而可畏之日未到已先，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。 他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
Let's just have another word of prayer.
我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we come to you once again.
主啊，我们再次到你面前。
We confess our utter dependence on you.
主啊，我们真的是除你以外没有依靠。
We want the Holy Spirit to open to us your word.
我们实在愿意圣灵向我们打开你的话。
Unless the Holy Spirit opens the word of God to us,
让圣灵能够将神的话向我们敞开。
All we will gain is external knowledge.
我们所得到的都不过是外面的知识。
But if the Spirit of God can open our understanding,
但是如果圣灵能够让我们明白,
then we can know what the Spirit says to the churches.
然后我们就能够知道圣灵对教会所说的话。
Lord Jesus, we just ask you to open your word.
主耶稣，我们求你打开你的话。
We tell you what Peter told you.
我们真的像彼得向你所说的那
样。Lord, to whom shall we go?
主啊，你有永生之道。
You alone have the words of eternal life.
我们
So we ask you to speak to us once again this evening. And even once again to quicken our mortal bodies. Lord, we know this has been a long day and lots of words.
我们知道今天已经很长了，我们也说了许多的话。
But we ask you to quicken us.
但是我真的是求你让我们能够苏醒。
That we may hear all that is in your heart.
我们能够听见你心里的话。
And for we ask it in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Now I want to read one more verse.
我们再读一节。
It's a verse we read earlier. It's in 1 Corinthians, verse 10.
是我们已经读过的哥林多前书第十章。
It's verse 11.
第十一节。
Now all these things happened to them as types.And have been written for our admonition upon whom the end of the ages has come.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒并且写在经上正是警戒我们这末世的人。
Now, brothers and sisters, I feel like the book of Malachi might be even more relevant to our day.
弟兄姐妹，我觉得马拉基书对我们今天真的是有更多的关系。
First of all,Malachi, the very name means God's messenger.
首先，马拉基这个名字的意思就是神的使者。
If you translate his name, it means God's messenger.
如果我们将他名字翻译过来，那就是神的使者。
Now, when God is speaking,
当神说话的时候
we should listen.
我们要听。
And if he sends his messenger to us,
如果他差遣他的使者来我们当中
we should listen to what his messenger has to say.
我们就要听他的使者所说的话。
This word was the closing word of the Old Testament economy.
这些话是旧约里面最后的话。
It was the concluding word, God's concluding word in the Old Testament.
是神在旧约结束的话。
Therefore, I think it's very important that we understand what it means.
所以我们明白这些话的意思是非常重要的。
So I pray the Lord will help us.
我真的是求主能够帮助我们。
Not only is this the Lord's word at the end of the era,
不单单是这些主在末时的话。
This man is called God's messenger.
这个人就是神的使者。
And this is the end of the concluding words at the end of the age.
这是在末世最后的话的结尾。
And then as I said before,
就像我前面说的,
then there's silence for 400 years.
在这个之后就有400年的沉默。
If you can imagine it,
如果你可以想象的话,
God who loves his people,
神爱他的子民,
after he speaks this message to his people,
他将这些信将他他把这些信息给了他子民之
后 Through Malachi,
通过马拉基
doesn't speak to his people again for 400 years.
有400年的时间再没有对他的子民说话。
Think of it.
想一想看。
But once again he makes a promise.
但是他再次应许说
He said, I will send my voice.
他说我要差遣我的声音。
I will send my messenger.
我的使者。
It's a prophetic word about John the Baptist.
这是关于施洗约翰的预言。
And though there are 400 words of years of absolute silence,
然后就是400年绝对没有声音。
In the end, God fulfills his great promise in his book to send his messenger.
最后呢，神使他在这卷书中的预言得到应验，就是他要差遣他的使者。
Even God's Elijah,
就是以利亚神的以利亚。
To prepare the word of the Lord.
为主预备道路。
To prepare the way of the Lord.
为主预备道路。
How we need to hear what's in this book.
我们何等需要这本书。
I told you, I think it's a tough word.
我告诉过大家，这卷书其实很难。
But I believe in this tough concluding word, there's a real message to the church.
但是我相信在这最后它的结论里面有对教会的话。
It tells us in 1 Corinthians 10.
就是在哥林多前书第十章
所说的。These words were written for us.
这些话是为我们所写的。
Upon whom the end of the ages have come.
就是我们这些在末世的人。
These words were not just for the end of the Old Testament era.
这些话不单单是在旧约结对旧约结束时那些人的话。
But they were for the time in which we live.
也是我们这个时代的人。
So I pray the Lord will help us hear what is in Malachi.
所以我求主借着马拉基书来帮助我们。
This is God's conclusive and final speaking in the Old Testament.
这是神在旧约最后的结束之言。
But there's an even more marvelous thing in the Word.
但是在神的话里面还有更多的。
Turn to Hebrews chapter 1.
我们翻到希伯来书第一章。
Listen to this New Testament word.
我们来听听新约的话。
This tells us what God's conclusive speaking is.
这里面告诉我们说神的结论是什么。
Hebrews 1 verse 1.
第一章第一节。
God having spoken in many parts and in many ways formerly to the fathers in the prophets,
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
At the end of these days,
就在末世,
has spoken to us in the person of the Son, whom he has established heir of all things, by whom he made the world.
借着他儿子晓谕我们,又早已立他为承受万有的,也曾借着他创造诸世界。
Here is the final conclusive speaking of God.
这就是神自己他讲的最后的结束的话。
And it's in the person of the Lord Jesus.
是借着主耶稣这个人。
All the prophets had a message from God.
每一个先知都有从神来的话。
But our precious Lord Jesus is the message.
但是我们的主耶稣基督就是那个信息。
God spoke in the prophets in former days.
神在古时借着众先知讲话。
But in these last days,
但是在这末世,
He has spoken to us in the person of His Son.
他乃是借着他儿子耶稣基督这个人向我们说话。
Now that's the word I think we need to hear.
我相信这是我们需要
We need to hear the Son speaking.
我们要听见儿子的话。
We need to hear what the Son said in the Old Testament.
我们要听见神的儿子在旧约所说的话。
We need to hear what the Son says in the New Testament.
我们要听见他在新约对我们说的
话。And we need to hear what the Son says today.
我们要听见儿子今天所说的话。
This is what's so important.
这就是为什么如此重要。
Now you know, Malachi is in a unique place.
我们知道马拉基书的位置很特别。
It has been called the bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
乃是新约和旧约的桥梁。
You know, even one writer I read called Malachi the little Old Testament.
曾有一个作者把马拉基书称为小旧约书。
In other words, it seems to be the summing up of the Old Testament in this single prophecy.
就好像在这一卷先知书里面把旧约总结了出来。
All of the issues that God has with His people.
神要对他子民所说的所有的话。
All of the conditions of God's people.
神的子民的神的子民的所有的光景
seem to be captured in just these four chapters.
好像就在这四章里面都表述出来。
It seems to be an unveiling of the whole thought of God.
就好像让我们看到神他所有的心思和意念。
In just this brief little word.
就是这样简短的语言里面。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
I believe if we understand the Lord's heart in Malachi,
相信借着马拉基书我们能够明白神的心。
We can be greatly helped in the generation that we live.
就在我们所生活的时代我们可以得到极大的帮助。
Now there is a unique thing about Malachi.
马拉基书是有些特别的地方。
Malachi is a sort of a statement and question format.
那么马拉基书的形式好像呢就是问题以及呢解答。
In other words, God makes a statement about the condition of his people.
神的说话, 讲到呢, 他子民的光景,
he makes a declaration about his people.
他呢, 关于他子民的状况, 神有一些宣告,
he says, this is what my people are like.
他会说,
and then you see a response from his people in the form of a question. As a matter of fact, if you want to understand the book of Malachi, you need to understand all of these statements and all of these questions. Every question of the first six is started with wherein.
前面的六个问题, 每个问题都是说在何事上。
God says, this is what you're like.
神说你们就是如此如此。
And then the people of God say, wherein?
神的子民回应说在何事上呢?
Now the last one is different.
最后一个不同。
It says what?
是说, 什么?
Look at these verses.
我们来看一看,
chapter 1, verse 2.
第一章第二节,
wherein hast thou loved us?
你在何事上爱我们?
Look at verse 6.
第六节,
wherein have we despised thy name?
我们在何事上藐视你的名呢?
Look at verse 7.
第七节,
wherein have we polluted thee?
我们在何事上污秽你呢?
Look at verse 17 of chapter 2.
第二章第十七节,
wherein have we wearied him?
在何事上,
is that right? 217. Did I lose my place?
Chapter 2?
Yeah, I thought I did. Yes, yes, 217. Wherein?
在何事上我们反锁他呢?
Chapter 3, verse 7.
第三章第七节,
wherein shall we return?
我们如何才是转向?
Chapter 3, verse 8.
第三章第八节,
wherein do we rob thee?
我们在何事上夺取你的公物呢?
Finally, chapter 3, verse 13.
第三章第十三节,
what have we spoken against thee?
我们用什么话顶撞了你呢?
These are the questions the people respond with.
这就是 神的子民回应的问题。
Now this is an unusual format.
这种形式很特别。
It seems to me it can be a several or maybe three possibilities.
我觉得可能有三种可能性。
Now these may be actual questions of the people of God.
可能是神的子民，他们确实有这样的问题。
I have no doubt it could be that.
我毫无疑问，他们会有这些问题。
God could have said you are like this.
神可以说你们就是这样。
And they could have literally responded, wherein are we like that?
他们就确确实实这样回答,我们是这样吗?
That's a possibility.
这是一种可能。
The second thing,
第二种,
this could be God's searchlight.
这也可能是呢,神让我们看见我们的光景。
God who knows all things,
神他知道一切,
and God who sees all things,
他能够看见一切,
and God who knows the heart,
他知道我们的心,
is searching the heart of his people.
所以他鉴察人心,
and even though they don't say this,
虽然他们没有这样说,
now they may think it,
他们是这样想,
but even though they don't say it,
他们没有说出来,
he replies for them.
他替他们说出来,
this is to expose their true condition. That's a possibility. But then there's another possibility.
还有一种可能,
there's a possibility that their condition, their spiritual condition was so low. There's a real possibility that their spiritual condition was so low.
是非常可能的,他们的属灵光景如此之低落,
that they didn't know how far they had fallen.
甚至他们都不知道他们低落到什么光景。
You know, they didn't even know their spiritual condition was that low.
他们不知道他们属灵的光景是这么差。
You know, we have a saying today.
今天我们常常说,
we sometimes respond to people in this way.
我们回答别人这样说,
and maybe sometimes my wife even responds to me in this way.
有的时候我的太太甚至都可能这么来回答我,
you don't have a clue.
你根本不知道。
They didn't have a clue what their spiritual condition was.
他们属灵的光景如何，他们根本不知道。
They had no idea they were like this.
他们根本不知道他们什么样。
They couldn't imagine they were like this.
他们想不出他们是什么样。
They were stunned at God's answer to them.
当神，他们听到神的回答的时候，他们真的是不知道怎么回事。
They were confused, they were probably stammering, and they said, wherein are we like this?
他们真的可能非常疑惑说我们怎么会是这样呢?
I think it's a question of how low can you go?
这真的是让我们看到真的那个属灵的光景可以, you know, 可以差到什么程度?
When we were growing up, you had a dance called the limbo.
我们在成长的过程中曾经有跳过这种舞
跳。I think it started in Tangier, actually, the limbo.
这种
And he used to take a stick.
说这种跳这种舞的时候要拿一根棍子。
And they would hold a stick on each end of the stick.
在这个棍的两端。
And you would bend down. I won't dare try it right now, but you would bend down.
Okay, 我现在不会 try 了。
And you would try to go low under the ball. You get it? We can demonstrate if you like. No, we won't. But then you would say, "How low can you go?"
就是玩的这个这种活动啊，你要往那个下面去，然后你会问说到多深才够，多低才够。
But we use this today to say what a person's real condition is.
那今天我们用这种说法来描述一个人他的光景是如何。
Put it in a biblical word.
用圣经的话讲。
How great you fall is.
你堕落到何种的程度。
How great you have fallen.
你真的是何等的堕落。
This is the third possibility.
这是第三种可能。
Now I think this is probably the possibility.
我觉得可能是这样。
They didn't have a clue.
他们不明白。
They didn't think they were that bad.
他不觉得他们那么差。
They didn't think their condition had gone to that degree.
他们没有想到他们的光景如此之差。
But God in His mercy confronted them with their true condition.
但是神有怜悯，让他们看见他们真实的光景。
You know, lately our brother Stephen has been telling us something in Richmond.
江守道弟兄最近告诉我们说
，He said to us first leaders.
他对我们说
，He said our spiritual condition.
他说我们属灵的光景
is very low.
是非常的低。
It was a terrible word.
真的是非常的。
How low?Is our condition?
我们的光景低到什么样的程度?
Do we even know our true condition?
我们知不知道我们真实的光景?
That's the reason he sent his messenger.
所以神差派他的使者。
That's the reason he gave this word.
所以神把这话给我们。
To reveal their true condition.
来将他们真实的光景显明出来。
And in the end restore them and recover them.
最终可以恢复他们。
This is what Malachi is about.
这就是马拉基书。
Maybe there's even another way to look at it.
也许我们可以从另一个
角度来看。Our brother Stephen, in his little message on Malachi, in God Has Spoken,
在江弟兄在神说话了这本书里面讲马拉基书这一部分。
Said the format is a debate.
他说呢，其实这个马拉基书的形式是一种辩论。
It's a debate between God and Israel.
是神和以色列之间的辩论。
He said it is abrupt.It is, he spoke about the words, he said, it is abrupt, naked language that is blatant and shocking.
他说这种辩论中采用的这种语言实际上是非常的激烈，非常的直接。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
I'm hoping we will hear what the Lord says.
我盼望我们能够听见神的话。
I'm hoping we can see our condition.
我们能够看见我们的光景。
If we see our condition,
如果我们能够看见我们的光景
He is able to restore and to recover.
他就能够恢复我们。
And he's able to build his testimony.
他能够建造他的见证。
If we're the blind leading the blind,
如果我们是瞎子领瞎子
we will all fall in the ditches.
我们都会跌倒。
So this is the introduction to Malachi.
这就是马拉基书的介绍。
Now, again, there are three things I would like us to look at.
我还是愿意我们一起来看三件事。
First, there's this issue of divine love.
首先是神的爱。
Secondly, there's this equally important issue of divine judgment.
第二点也是同样重要的，就是神的审判。
And finally, there's this third issue.
第三呢？
Divine desire.
就是神的盼望。
What we need to see in Malachi, I'm convinced, is at least these three things.
从马拉基书中，我相信至少有这样三件事。
Divine love.
神的爱。
Divine judgment.
神的审判。
And divine desire.
和神的盼望。
If we see that, we can be helped.
如果我们看见，我们就可以得到医治。
Let's begin with divine love.
我们从神的爱开始。
Go back to the beginning of the book.
我们看从书的一开始。
It says in verse 1,
第一节,
The burden of the word of Jehovah to Israel by Malachi, I have loved you, saith Jehovah.
耶和华借马拉基传给以色列的默示，耶和华说，我曾爱你们。
The first issue that God raises is divine love.
神提到的第一件事情就是神的爱。
His declaration to his people is, I have loved you, saith Jehovah.
他向他的子民的第一个宣告就是说，耶和华说，我爱你们。
Brothers and sisters, this is the issue of the ages.
这就是世世代代都是这样。
This explains everything that God is.
向我们解释说，神就是这样。
And everything that God does.
神做的每一件事。
If we don't, as the people of God, see divine love behind everything, we miss everything God is.
如果我们作为神的子民，没有看到神做的每一件事情的后面都是因着爱我们，那么我们就是瞎眼。
It is the supreme issue.
这是一件最大的事。
It says again, I have loved you, saith Jehovah.
耶和华说，我曾爱你们。
It is the inexhaustible,
就是从来不会，他从来不会爱我们疲倦的。
Immeasurable,
也不是想象的。
Love of God,
是爱的神。
You know, I think of John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
Martin Luther called John 3:16 the gospel, the little gospel.
马丁路德说，这就是。圣这就是这就是圣经的圣经。
It's the gospel in miniature.
这就是圣经的。
And listen to the way it goes.
他是这样说的。
For God so loved the world,
神爱世人。
That he gave his only begotten son,
甚至将他的独
生子赐给他。That whosoever believes in him,
叫一切信他的。
Shall not perish,
不至灭亡。
But have eternal life,
反得永生。
This is the degree he loves.
这就是他爱我们的程度。
It just simply says, for God so loved.
就是简简单单说神爱世人。
This is the immeasurable, inexhaustible love of God.
这是没有办法测量的神的爱。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
In the New Testament.
新约以弗所书。
Chapter 2.Actually, chapter 3, verse 17.
第十七节
That the Christ may dwell through faith in your hearts, being rooted and founded in love.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
In order that you may be able to apprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
And to know the love of the Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may even be filled to all the fullness of God.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，并叫神一切所充满的，充满了你们。
But to him that is able to do far exceedingly above all we ask or think,According to his power which works in us,
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想。
To him be the glory in the church, in Christ Jesus, unto the generations of the age of the ages. Amen.
但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。
Brothers and sisters, this talks about the breadth of his love.
弟兄姐妹，这里讲到他爱的阔。
This talks about the length of his love.
他爱的长。
This talks about the depth of his love.
提高。
This talks about the height of his love.
和其身.
These are, when you speak of the love of God, these are measureless.
讲到神的爱的时候是无法测量的。
Now, I've told people this before.
我过去讲过,
I have spent my whole career measuring things.
我这一生的工作就是测量,
how heavy something has to be.
一个东西有多重,
how big something has to be.
一个东西有多大,
how strong something has to be.
有多强,
all I do is how great something has to be.
我所做的就是这个一个东西有多怎样,
the measure of its strength. The measure of its capacity. The measure of its weight.
它的重量,
now I can measure those things.
这些事情我可以测量,
but dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
the inexhaustible
但是神的无尽的爱,
love of God can't be measured.
爱的神是没有办法测量,
it's like when the psalmist talked about him forgiving our sins.
就好像诗篇讲到他赦免我们的罪,
he says he removes them as far as the east is from the west.
他就说东离西有多远,
now that's immeasurable. Think about it.
那是没有办法测量的,
if you say as far as the east is from the west,
如果他量的是说从东到西,
you can't get any farther out than that.
你就不能比那个再远了。
This is the issue of the ages.
这就是世世代代神所做的事。
In God's first word to the people through Malachi's prophecy is, I have loved you, saith the Lord.
神借着马拉基这个先知所说的第一件事情就是他爱我们。
There's a famous poem some people confuse.
有一个很有名的诗,
it was by Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
是 Elizabeth写的。
That's close enough, right? She was a Victorian poet.
她是, They say
that she wrote this poem about her husband, who was also a Victorian poet.
有人说呢, 这首诗是他写给他的丈夫, 他同样也是那个时代的一个诗人。
It simply begins, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways.
那句诗的开始就是说, 我是何等的爱你呢?
Now think about that.
想一想,
God is saying, I have loved you, saith Jehovah of hosts.
想一想神, 对我们说,
but can you count the ways?
但是你能够来数算,
you can never count the ways.
你没有办法数算他用什么样的方法来爱你,
you can't even begin to count the ways.
你甚至连都没有办法开始来数算,
you'll run out of fingers and toes.
你的手指都不够用,
you'll run out of digits and numbers.
数字也不够用,
you'll run out of your space on your mini gigabyte hard drive. You can't begin to even estimate how much God loves us.
你甚至都没有办法来估量神是如何的来爱我。
The word of God simply says, for God so loved us.
神的话简简单单就是说神爱世人。
This is the first issue.
这是第一件事。
I tell you, human love is not very deep.
我告诉大家,
that's a theory you can test.
这句话你是可以来试的。
Our love is so finite.
我们的爱是如此的有限。
When it comes to God's infinite love, we have trouble getting our arms around it.
当我们遇到神那无限的爱的时候, 我们没有办法来拥抱。
This is who He is.
他就是这样。
This is not only what He does.
他不仅仅是他这样做。
Everything He does is because He loves.
他做的每一件事都是因为他爱我们。
Everything He is because He is love.
他的所有的所事都是因为他爱我们。
I think many of you may be familiar with John the Apostle's letters.
我们大家可能很熟悉使徒约翰的书信。
In 1 John chapter 4,
第四章,
verse 8,
第八节,
and verse 16,
和第十六节,
John said this,
约翰说,
he said, God is love.
他说神就是爱, 就是这样。
He didn't just say God loves us.
他不单单说神爱我们,
he said God is love.
他说神就是爱。
And just so we, the people of God, would get the point,
所以我们这些神的子民就能够明白。
He didn't just say it once.
他不单单说一次。
He made sure we understood it.
他要让我们一定能够明白。
He said God is love twice.
他说两次神就是爱。
This is divine love.
这是神的爱。
Infinite.
无限的。
Beyond everything.
在任超越一切事情的。
It's the reason for everything.
是一切事情后面的缘由。
Without it, we have nothing.
没有神的爱，我们什么都不是。
So he begins this great appeal to his people.
所以他开始的时候就是这样对他的子民来讲话。
Saying, I have loved you, saith Jehovah.
他说，耶和华说，我曾爱你们。
It is what is behind creation.
他的创造是因为他爱我们。
When God created man, it wasn't just sort of a divine science experiment.
当神造人的时候，不单单是神做了一个科学的试验。
You know, the Godhead didn't have anything to do that day. Please,
神那天无事可做。
Please forgive my irreverence.
请大家原谅我。
But they sat around and they said, let's do this divine science experiment.
所以他说，这样我们来做一个神圣的科学的试验。
So let's make man.
让我们来造一个人。
It was far different than that.
其实远远不是这样。
They said, "Let us make man in our image."
神乃是说照着我们的形象来造人。
And in our likeness.
和我们的样式。
To have fellowship with them.
和他们可以交通。
To enjoy one another.
可以彼此喜悦。
This is divine love.
这是神的爱。
It is the reason he called his people.Israel out of the bondage of Egypt.
这就是为什么他将他的子民从埃及的捆绑中召出来。
He wanted to set them free that they could live for him and worship him.
所以他们可以自由，他们摆脱捆绑，可以来敬拜他。
And in his divine love,
在他的神的爱里面,
they would be his peculiar treasure in all the nations.
可以在万国中成为他的宝贝。
It explains everything.
是一切事情的原因。
It's the only explanation you can give for God giving His only begotten Son.
这就是神将他的儿子赐给我们的唯一的原因。
What could have provoked God?
何等大的爱。
What could have made God come to this conclusion to give His Son up?
神怎么能够做到把他的儿子给我们呢？
For human beings.
对于我们人来说。
But the highest love.
最高的爱。
Even divine love.
神的爱。
You know, it's the end of the New Testament and the start of eternity.
那么在新约的结束就是永恒的开始了。
When the Lord Jesus came, it says he came as a bridegroom.
当主耶稣来的时候，他是新郎的新娘。
He was looking for a bride.
他在找他的新娘。
And in the end,
在最后,
divine love will produce a divine marriage.
神的爱的结果就是一个神圣的婚
姻。It's the most unlikely love story.
这是真的是简直是不可能的爱的故事。
Now, when I was growing up, before I was saved, there was a movie called The Love Story.
在我成长还没有结婚还没有得救的时候有一个故事叫做爱的故事叫做爱情故事。
Now I wasn't saved.
那时候我还没有得救。
It's called Love Story.
就是爱情故事。
And it was the most unlikely couple in this love story.
在这个爱的故事里面有一个
是不可能的。They had this brilliant lawyer.
是一个非常聪明的律师。
Soon to be Harvard lawyer.
就是哈佛毕业的律师。
And this unlikely commoner of a woman.
那么还有一个非常非常普通的女孩。
And yet, this unlikely union,
那么这种看上去不像的结合。
They discovered the reality of love.
他们发现了爱的真实性。
As a matter of fact, people that say these things,
人是会这样说。
Say it was one of the greatest love stories ever told.
这是一个人所能够听到的一个最爱情的故事。
But brothers and sisters, that's not true.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们知道这不是真
的。
最大的爱情的故事
is the love of God for His people.
是神爱他的子民。
So much He begins with this.
爱到一个地步，他这样说。
I have loved you, saith Jehovah.
耶和华说，我曾爱你们。
This is divine love. Now I'm afraid we get the wrong impression when we hear this word.
当我们听到这些话的时候, 我怕大家有个错觉。
We read this word in Malachi.
我们在马拉基书里面读到这句话。
And we see it in the past tense.
我们那个是用过去时说, 我曾爱你们。
It says, I have loved you, saith Jehovah.
耶和华说, 我曾爱你们。
It's past tense.
是过去时。
But you see, we think somehow when we mess up, He no longer loves us. His love is in the past tense.
所以我们的错觉是, 当我们做错事的时候, 神就不再爱我们, 所以他的爱是过去式的。
But actually, it doesn't mean that.
但其实不是这个意思。
It means I have loved you.
意思说我曾爱你们。
I will continue to love you.
我要继续爱你们。
And I will always love you.
我要永远爱你们。
I will never stop loving you.
我永远不会停止我的爱。
You may turn from me.
你们可能会离,
Your condition may be low.
你们的光景可能很差。
But nevertheless,
但是无论如何,
I will love you.
我爱你们。
This is the key.
这是关键。
Turn to Revelation chapter 2.
我们来看启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Pardon me, chapter 1.
第一章。
I must be getting tired. I'm seeing all these numbers different. You would think that would make a pretty poor engineer when you think about it, wouldn't you?
You're tired.
Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
We read in verse 5.
我们来读第五节。
Now when you read this in the authorized version or King James version,
如果我们读 King James version,
this is all in the past.
都是过去式的。
It says to him that loved us.
是说那个爱我们的。
Or the way it's written in the King James version is unto him that loved us.
那爱我们的。
And washed us from our sins.
用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
In his own blood.
用他自己的血。
And made us kings and priests unto God and his Father.
又使我们成为国民做他父神的祭司。
To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever.
但愿荣耀全能归给他直到永永远远。
But actually, Brother Darby's translation is far better here.
那其实呢，达比的弟兄的翻译更好。
He said in present tense.
他是用现代时。
To him who loves us.
那爱我们的。
And then the others are past tense.
其他的是用的过去式。
And has washed us from our sins in his blood.
曾用他的血使我们脱离罪恶。
And has made us.
使我们成为国民。
A kingdom.
国民,
priest to God his Father.
他父神的祭司,
to him be the glory and the might for the ages of ages. Amen.
但愿荣耀全能归给他直到永永远远。
Now go back to Malachi.
我们再回到马拉基书。
Here is the response of the people.
神的子民的回应乃是,
Verse 2.
第十节,
chapter 1.
第一章,
Wherein hast thou loved us? Chapter 1, verse
第一章,
2. Where in
你在何事上爱我们呢?
Y'all are going to have to keep me straight on these numbers. These numbers are starting to blur on the page to me, so y'all are going to have to keep me straight on these numbers. Wherein hast thou loved us?
你在何事上爱我们呢?
Can you imagine?
能够想象吗?
How that must have broken God's heart.
这让神的心是何等的破碎。
He has done everything to show his love.
他做了一切来显明他的爱。
But their spiritual condition was so absolutely low.
但是以色列子民的属灵的光景实在是低落。
That they said, wherein hast thou loved us?
他们甚至说你在何事上爱我们呢?
So God began to try to convince them.
所以神呢,要让他们明白。
He said, was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith Jehovah, and I have loved Jacob, and I have hated Esau?
耶和华说,以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗? 我却爱雅各,恶以扫。
Now Jacob was the most unlovely person.
雅各是最不可爱的人。
He was a trickster.
他是这个欺骗的。
He was a supplanter.
他也是抓的。
He was a deceiver.
他是欺骗的。
He stole the birthright.
他窃取了长子的名分。
He stole the blessing.
他窃取了祝福,
he deceived his aged father. Think of Jacob.
想一想雅各,
he must be the most unlovely saint.
他一定是最不可爱的圣徒,
yet God says, Jacob have I loved.
但是神说我爱雅各,
and Esau have I hated. Now, many people are sympathetic to Esau, by the way. They think, well, his birthright got stolen.
他的长子的名分被偷了,
the blessing got stolen.
祝福被偷了,
poor Esau.
真可怜,
we ought to all have a sit down and cry for Esau.
我们应该真的是同情他, 跟他一起哭泣,
but in the mystery of God's love, he says, Esau have I hated.
但是在神的奥秘的爱里面，神说我恨恶以扫。
This is to show us that he loves the most unlovely.
这就向我们表明他爱最不可爱的。
There's nothing you can do.
你做不了任何事。
There's no depth you can go to.
你没有办法。
There's no place you can run.
没有一个地方你能够逃脱。
That God will stop loving you.
神不会停止他的爱。
You may be the poorest example.
你也许是最贫穷的。You
may be the most unworthy of his love.
你是最不配他爱的。
But he has set his divine love on you.
但是神说他爱你。
That is the message of Malachi.
这是马拉基书的信息。Now,
to me, I have a little better understanding about this Esau have I hated.
对我来讲，我能够稍微明白一点为什么以扫是被恨恶的。
Jacob at least had a heart for the things of God.
对于雅各来说，至少他对神的事他有一个心愿。
With all of his flaws,
无论他做的那些错事如何,
with all of his bad character,
他那些不好的品格,
with all the things that he did, there was a heart for the things of God.
但是他所做的每一件事情他都是对着神有一个心。
With Esau, there was no heart for the things of God.
但是对于以扫来说,
他对神根本没有心。 He would give up the birthright,
他放弃长子的名分,
for a bowl of soup.
就是为了一碗汤。
Now God didn't say, Esau I have hated, when he gave up the bowl of soup,
神不是,
gave up the birthright.
神不是说当以扫放弃他长子名分, 他为了那碗汤的时候, 他说我恨恶以扫。
Think about it just for a moment.
就想一下,
this statement is all the way at the other end of the Old Testament.
神讲的这句话其实应用到呢在旧约里面的, 一直到旧约的最前面。
The story of Esau and Jacob is early in the Old Testament in the book of Genesis.
那以扫和雅各的故事是在创世纪里面很早的部分就出现了。
It's at the very end of the Old Testament, he says, Esau have I hated.
神不是说在旧约的最后才说我恨恶以扫。
And then you see that same word repeated in Romans 13.
在罗马书第三章我们看到同样的话。
Romans 9 verse 13.
第九章罗马书第九章第十三节。
Let's look at that. According as it is written, this is a quote from Malachi, by the way. According as it is written, I have loved Jacob and I have hated Esau.
正如经上所记,雅各是我所爱的,以扫是我所恶的。
I believe God in his divine love gave Esau every opportunity.
我相信在神的爱里面,神也给以扫各种可能的机会。
Until Edom became so wicked,
一直到以东变成如此的罪恶,
after God's long patience,
神忍耐了很久之后,
he would say, Esau have I hated.
神说,
but to the most unlovely,
但是最不可爱的,
but to the most unlikely,
最不可喜悦的,
but to the most unworthy,
最不配的,
he said, Jacob have I loved.
他说,
brothers and sisters, this is divine love.
弟兄姐妹,
you know, I think of it like this.
我是这样想,
we don't get what we deserve.
我们配得的,
and we're not chosen based on what we've done. It is all his election. So when you read Romans chapter 9, you begin to understand the issue. It is divine election. He chooses whom he'll choose. And he rejects whom he'll reject. This is divine love. Now we want to talk about divine judgment. Because a lot of this book deals with divine judgment. And this is the part that made me uneasy in Malachi. Again, you see how in this prophecy, Malachi exposes the condition of both the priest and the people.
在这卷书中, 马拉基呢, 将祭司和以色列民他们的光景显明出来。
But all of this divine judgment is with an end in view.
那这里面讲到的审判呢, 都是跟最终的
If you look at chapter 3, verse 7,
如果我们看第三章第七节,
it says at the latter part,
后半部分说到,
Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith Jehovah of hosts, but ye say, Wherein shall we return?
万军之耶和华说, 现在你们要转向我, 我就转向你们, 你们却问说, 我们如何才是转向呢?
Divine judgment is for a reason.
神的审判是有原因的。
Divine judgment for the people of God is not to destroy.
对神的子民的神圣的审判不是要消灭他们。
Divine judgment is absolutely necessary.
神的审判是必须的。
And divine judgment is to correct us and to cause us to repent and to return to Him.
是要纠正我们，让我们悔改来归向他。
That's the only reason for divine judgment concerning the people of God.
这是神的审判对于神的子民的唯一的目的。
Now, you know, a lot of people just like to talk about love.
许多人他们只愿意讲到爱。
I would prefer to just talk about divine love tonight.
如果是我们自己的话, 我们也只愿意讲神的爱,
but if you read the Bible very carefully,
但是如果我们仔细读圣经的话,
you begin to discover that not only is He a God of love,
我们会发现神不但是一个爱的神,
He is a God of judgment.
他也是审判的神。
And if we ignore His judgment,
如果我们忽略他的审判,
we ignore His judgment even to our own peril.
如果我们知道现在还活,
But brothers and sisters, we don't have to fear His judgment.
我们不需要惧怕他的审判。
Because all of His judgment toward the people of God is for a single reason.
因为他对神的子民的所有的审判只有一个原因。
It's explained in chapter 3, verse 7.
就是在三章第七节所解释。
Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord.
就是说, 现在你们要转向我, 我就转向你们。
You know, in the Bible, there are two kinds of judgments.
在圣经当中有两种审判。
First of all, there is a judgment for Satan, for his angels, and for the world.
第一种审判是对着撒旦, 对他的使者和对世界的审判。
It is eternal punishment.
是永远的惩罚。
But there's another judgment.
还有另外一个审判。
It is for the people of God.
是对神子民的审判。
It is restorative in nature.
它的特点乃是要恢复。
It's not destructive in nature.
不是说要毁灭。
It's so in the end we will be changed into His likeness.
所以最终我们可以被改变成为他的形象。
And saved from the world.
所以呢, 从这个世界被解救出来。
Now I don't know, do you understand what I'm saying?
不知道大家是 是不是明白?
Clearly, when you read the Word of God, there's an awful judgment of God on the unbelieving and His enemies.
读圣经的时候, 很清楚地我们可以看到神对不信的和这个世界有非常可怕的审判。
But clearly, when you read the Word of God, there is a judgment for His people.
同样也明显的, 在圣经当中也有神对他子民的审判。
And that latter judgment is with that end in view to restore us.
那么这种审判让我们看到的乃是为了要恢复。
It is the refining fire of God.
乃是神炼净的火。
He deals with us in this life. So in the end, we won't be judged with the world. Look at Revelation chapter 20.
我们来看启示录第十二章。
We're going to see if I got these chapters straight this time.
You are right.
Revelation chapter 20.
启示录第十二章,
verse 11.
第十一节,
and I saw.
启示录第十二章第十一节。二十章第十一节。
We're clear. Verse 11.
第十一节,
and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled, and a place was not found for them.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is that of life. And the dead were judged out of the things written in the books, according to their works.
我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged each according to their works.
于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。And
death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里。This
is the second death, even the lake of fire.
这火湖就是第二次的死。
And if anyone was not found written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire.
若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
Now this is the judgment of God.
这是神的审判。
You cannot doubt this is the judgment of God.
毫无疑问，这是神的审判。
This is the final judgment of God.
这是神最后的审判。
It's the white throne judgment.
是大宝座的审判。
It's when those that are not his people will be judged along with Satan and his angels, and they will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
no believer will suffer this great white throne judgment. It is the free gift of God for you to have eternal life.
神给我们永生生命，神把永生白白的赐给我们。
You got it? It's the free gift of God.
是神给我们的白白的礼物。
You cannot lose it. If you have believed in the Lord Jesus,
如果我们信了主耶稣基督,
you are saved from the great white throne judgment. You will never die in the second death. But there is a judgment for you. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:10.
我们来看哥林多后书第五章第十节。
I believe I'm right about this. 2 Corinthians 5:10.
哥林多后书5章10节。
For we must all, this is speaking to believers, be manifested before the judgment seat of Christ, that each may receive the things done in the body according to those he has done, whether it be good or evil.
因为我们众人就是信徒，必在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按照本身所行的，或善或恶受报。This
is the judgment seat of Christ.
这是基督台前的审判。This
is not the great white throne judgment.
这不是大宝座前的审判。This
is a family judgment.
这是家里的审判。We
will be judged as to what we did in our life as a believer.
我们按照我们
And according to 1 Corinthians 3,
按照哥林多书前书第三章,
we may suffer loss,
我们也许会有亏损,
but we will be saved even as by fire.
但是我们要得救像火里经过一样。
This is the Bema.
这是审判。
This is the family judgment seat.
这是家里面的审判。
This is where he takes his own that he loves.
这是神对他所爱的人的审判。
And this is where he judges their works.
这样的来审判他们的行为。
There is judgment for the people of God.
神的子民确实有一个审判。
You know, it says in 1 Corinthians 11,
在哥林多前书第11章说,
at the Lord's table,
在主的桌子,
that we're to judge ourselves.
我们要人要省察, 人要自己省察,
so that we won't be judged.
所以呢, 我们不会受审判。
In the end of it,
在最后说,
is that we may not be condemned with the world.
所以呢, 我们就不会,
there is a judgment,
是有一个审判,
and we need that judgment
我们也需要那个审判,
to deliver us from the world.
使我们脱离这个世界。
As a matter of fact, 1 Peter 4 verse 17 says,
其实呢, 在彼得前书,
1 Peter 4 verse 17,
彼得前书1章17节, 4章17节,
for the time of having the judgment begin from the house of God is come. But if first from us, what shall be the end of those who obey not the glad tidings of God?
因为时候到了,审判要从神的家起手,若是先从我们起手,那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢?
This is the distinction in divine judgment.
这是在神的审判当中的区别。
We need to understand divine judgment.
我们需要明白神的审判。
We need to understand that there's divine judgment for the people of God.
我们知道对神的子民神有审判。
But it has an end to refine us.
但是最终是要
to purify us,
来洁净我们,
to make us more like Him.
让我们更加的像他。
The end is not to destroy the soul.
不是要消灭我们的灵魂。
We are already saved.
我们已经得救了。
We have no fear of the great white throne. Our only fear is that we will not live for Him in this lifetime. And in that day we will suffer loss. But we shall be saved. Now, the first thing the divine judgment is applied to is the priest.
神的审判第一个要受到神审判的是祭司。
Turn to chapter 1, verse 6.
马拉基书第一章第六节.
A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be your father, where is mine honor? And if I be your master, where is my fear? Saith Jehovah of hosts unto you. Priest that despise my name, but you say, wherein have we despised thy name?
藐视我名的祭司啊, 万军之耶和华对你们说, 儿子尊敬父亲, 仆人尊敬主人, 我既为父亲, 尊敬我的在哪里呢? 我既为主人, 敬畏我的在哪里呢? 你们却说, 我们在何事上藐视你的名呢?
The Lord is trying to reason with his people.
神乃是跟这些人他在推理。
You remember God says in the Old Testament,
神在旧约曾经说,
I think it's in Isaiah,
应该是在以,
come
以赛亚书说,
let us reason together.
说, 来, 我们来辩论。
He says a father has honor,
他说, 儿子要尊敬父亲,
and a servant has honor.
仆人要敬畏主人,
if I am a father,
我既为父亲,
where is my honor?
尊敬我的在哪里呢?
Priest that despise my name.
祭司,
what a strong thing to say.
神说的话是何等强的话。
This was the condition of the priest.
这是祭司的光景。
You know, the priests are supposed to represent God to the people.
祭司本来是应该是代表神的。
And they're supposed to represent the people to God.
他们也应该是把人带到神面前。
But these priests were in such a poor condition,
但是这些祭司他们的光景如此之差,
that they actually despised his name.
他们甚至藐视神的名。
Can you imagine?
能够想象吗?
They no longer honored God.
他们不再敬畏神。
That is the reason there needed to be divine judgment.
所以他们需要神的审判。
In chapter 1 verse 7,
第一章第七节说,
it says, You have offered polluted bread upon mine altar, and you say, Wherein have we polluted thee?
你们将污秽的食物献在我的坛上,却说我们在何事上污秽你呢?
In that you say the table of Jehovah is contemptible.
因你们说耶和华的桌子是可藐视的。
Now the priests were supposed to offer the best to the Lord.
祭司应当是将最好的献给神。
If you read the Old Testament,
如果我们读旧约的话，
they were supposed to offer the first fruits to the Lord.
他们应该把初熟的献给神。
The very best,
最好的。
Those things that were not blemished,
是最好。
Those things that had no mark on them,
还没有任何标。
They were perfect,
是完美的。
Yet they offered polluted bread.
但是他们献的却是污秽的。
What a condition!
他们的光景。
Can you imagine the priest have fallen that low?
能够想象祭司已经堕落到这种光景吗?
Now you have to believe, who did they think they were kidding?
你要想，你真的是要想他们心里面在说，他们所献的是给谁呢?
They even said the table of the Lord is contemptible.
他们甚至说主的桌子是可污秽的。
Do you know what that means?
这是什么意思，你知道吗?
That means it's to be despised.
意思说这桌子是可被藐视的。
These priests of God,
这些神的祭司
despise the table,
藐视神的桌子。
Offer polluted bread,
他们献上的是污秽的。
Would not give God his honor,
不敬畏神。
And even despised his name,
甚至藐视他的名。
How terrible,
实在是可怕。
Now what does that have to do with us?
这跟我们有什么关系？
You might wonder, what does that have to do with me?
也许你想这跟我有什么关系?
Do you realize that every Christian is a priest?
你是否知道每一个基督徒都是祭司?
You know, it's easy to say these were those priests.
你可以说那些人才是祭司。
But if you look into the Word of God,
但是你看神的话的话,
you will discover in the New Testament,
在新约里面你会发现,
every believer is a priest unto God.
每一个祭司都是神的祭司，每一个信徒都是神的祭司。
That's what Revelation 1 verse 5 and 6 says.
这就是启示录第一章第五节第六节说的。
He has made us a kingdom.
他使我们成为国民。
Priest unto God.
成为神的祭司。
That's what it says in Peter's letter.
这就是在彼得书信里面所说的。
We are a holy priesthood.
我们是君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
我们是一个君尊的祭司
to offer spiritual sacrifice,
要献上属灵的祭物
unto God through Jesus Christ,
也借着耶稣基督献给神
yet this was their low condition.
但是他们的光景
Brothers and sisters, is this a word to us?
这是不是也是对我们所说的话
Do we give God the best?
我们有没有把最好的献给神
Has our service turned into drudgery?
那么我们的服事是不是不过就是在论断
Do we do what we do out of duty?
我们是不是就是为了做事而做事
Do we despise his name?
我们有没有藐视他的名
This was divine judgment for the priest.
这是神对祭司的审判
But you know, there wasn't just judgment for the priest.
不单单对祭司有审判
There was judgment for the people.
对神的子民也有审判
Look at Malachi chapter 2,
马拉基书第二章第十一节
This is speaking to the people.
讲到神的子民。
Judah hath dealt unfaithfully, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah, listen to this word, for Judah hath profaned the sanctuary of Jehovah, which he loved.
犹大人行事诡诈。并且在以色列和耶路撒冷中行一件可憎的事，就是犹大人亵渎耶和华所喜爱的圣洁。
And have married the daughter of the strange gods.
娶侍奉外邦神的女子为妻。
They were unfaithful.
他们是失信的。
This was their low condition.
这是他们低落的光景。
This was what he saw in his people.
这是神在子民中所看到的光景。
At the end of the Old Testament.
在旧约的最后。
Look at verse 17.
我们看第十七节。
It says you have wearied Jehovah with your words.
你们用言语反锁耶和华。
But you say,
你们还说,
wherein have we wearied you?
我们在何事上反锁他呢?
They didn't realize their condition.
他们不知道他们的光景。
I think sometimes we don't realize our real condition.
我想我们有时候也不知道我们真实的光景。
Look at chapter 3, verse 8.
看第三章第八节。
Will a man rob God, but you rob me? And you say, wherein do we rob you?
人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？
In tithes and heave offerings.
就是你在当纳的十分之一上。
Listen to this strong divine judgment.
让我们好好听神的严厉的审判。
You are cursed with a curse and you rob me.
你们因为抢夺了我的供物，所以你们要被咒诅。
That is a strong judgment.
这是神严厉的审判。
Last word of judgment.
审判的最后。
Malachi 3 verse 13.
三章十三节。
Your words have been stout against me, saith Jehovah, but you say, what have we been speaking against thee?
耶和华说，你们用话顶撞我，你们还说，我们用什么话顶撞了你呢？
Can you imagine the lower condition of the people of God?
能够想象神子民的低落的光景吗？
They wearied him with their words.
他们反锁神。
They wouldn't return when he called them to return unto him.
神呼召他们回转，他们却不回转。
In verse 7 of chapter 3,
三章第七节说，
he says, return unto me and I will return unto you.
说你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
But they said, wherein shall we return?
他们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？
All of these things,
所有这些事，
were their condition.
都是他们的光景。
These four spiritual conditions were their condition.
他们的属灵的光景。
Brothers and sisters, I believe this is a word to us.
弟兄姐妹，我相信这也是神对我们的话。
As hard as it is to listen to,
听起来很难。
I think we need to say what the psalmist said.
但是我相信我们要像诗篇所说的那样。
Search me, O God.
神啊，鉴察我的心。
And try me, O God.
试炼我。
And see if there be any wicked way in me.
让我看我里面是否有邪恶。
This is what we need to do.
这是我们需要做的。
Now you know, brothers and sisters, all of this is for a reason in view.
所有这些神都有目的。
Listen to verse 2 of chapter 3.
第三章的第二节说，
But who shall endure the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he shall be like a refiner's fire and like fuller's lye.
他来的日子谁能担得起呢？他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的碱。
I hope you're still with me.
希望大家 还能够听见。
This is the hope of Malachi.
这就是马拉基书的全部。
This is what the refiner is doing.
这就是炼金之人他的工作。
He exposes our condition in this lifetime.
他将我们在这个世上我们的光景显明出来。
And the refiner purifies
来炼金我们，来洁净我们。
The gold and the silver.
使金和银得到炼净。
And when he purifies the gold and the silver,
当金银被炼净之后，
he purifies it until he sees his reflection in the gold and silver.
一直到他能够看见他自己在这金和银的上面能够显明出来。
This is the hope of divine judgment.
这就是神的审判。
Divine judgment for the priest of God,
神对他的祭司的审判，
In divine judgment for the people of God,
对神的子民的审判，
is never meant to destroy us.
不是要消灭他们。
It doesn't matter how low our condition is.
不管他们的光景如何。
Divine judgment,
神的审判，
is for the single reason,
只有一个原因，
that he might refine us as the great divine refiner.
他可以熬炼我们， 但我们能够被洁净。
And then at the end, we might be made into His image.
是最终我们可以成为他的形象。
This is the hope of Malachi.
这就是马拉基书给我们的盼望。
When I finally saw this, I rejoiced.
当我最终看到这点的时候，我心里面十分的喜乐。
I said, Lord, this is not a hard book after all.
我对主说，主啊，这再也不是一本难懂的书。
This is not a depressing book after all.
这也不再是让我们难过的书。
This is a book of very great hope.
这是一个给我们大的盼望的书。
Every flaw and every condition that we have is the people of God.
我们作为神的子民，无论我们的光景，无论我们的缺陷如何，
is meant to be refined in our lifetime.
其目的就是让我们能够得到熬炼。
So that we won't be judged with the world.
所以我们就不会受到世界的审判。
We have no fear of being judged with the world.
我们再也不用惧怕那一个审判。
All we want is that He would see His face in us.
我们所有的盼望就是他能够
and that we would be conformed to His image.
我们能够看见他的脸，我们能够成为他的形象。
Now let me talk about the last issue.
让我们现在讲到最后一
点。Not only is there divine love,
不单单有神的爱，
not only is there divine judgment,
不单是神的审判，
there is divine desire.
而且有神的盼望。
We need to understand what God's desire is.
我们需要明白神的盼望。
You know, we often talk about He will give us the desires of our heart.
我们常常说神要给我们一个渴慕他的心。
I was saved in the charismatic movement.
我在灵恩运动里面。
And that was one of our favorite verses.
是我们最喜爱的一节书。
We would always go around to brothers and sisters and say, "Don't you know He will give you the desires of your heart?"
我们常常对弟兄说，你知不知道神会给你一个渴慕的心
？We were sort of deceived.
我们有一点被偏离。
You know, that's how the prosperity gospel got started.
那么那种福音什么福音
？I don't know Chinese. You're going to have to help him here.Prosperity God. Have you heard the prosperity gospel?
就是灵恩运动的那种
成功福音。
成功福音说，无论你想要说什么
，Whatever's in your heart，
无论你心里面想什么
，All you gotta do is asking。
你要做的就是
He owns the cattle on a thousand hills。
他有千山的羊。
Surely a Cadillac's not too hard for him。
是的，那个不是什么难事。
We used to think like that。
我们常常是这样的想。
My wife is shaking her head. No, I must have said something wrong. I'll pay for it later. She's the one who tells me all of my mistakes. You don't have to worry. I know I've made more than a handful. But you don't have to worry. She'll take care of your job for you. It is the divine desire.
神的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, what we need to see is what's in His heart.
我们要看见是神心里面的盼望。
He has something in his heart.
他心里面有一个东西。
He has a divine will.
他有一个神圣的意愿。
He has a divine purpose.
他有一个神圣的目的。
That's what we need to see.
这是我们需要看见的。
That's what's in.
这是这本书里面。
Malachi.
在马拉基书里面。
If all we see is divine love, we won't go far enough.
如果我们看到的只是神的爱的话，我们也走不远。
If all we see is divine judgment, we'll be overwhelmed and depressed.
如果我们只看到神的盼望的话，我们就压力太大。
If we see divine desire, everything comes into focus.
如果我们看到神的盼望的时候，我们就有了目标。
You know, in this book, four places it talks about a curse.
在这本书里面有四处讲到咒诅。
There's a whole teaching about out there in Christianity about blessings and curses.
在基督教的教导里面有讲到祝福和咒诅的事。
You may have heard it.
也许你们听到过。
It has had a big impact on us in Richmond.
在 Richmond 的弟兄姐妹受到很大的影响。
There are those that say you've got to discover what curses are in your life through demons.And get rid of them so that you'll have blessings.
就讲到说，如果你能够发现，在你的生命当中，因着魔鬼的缘故，你受到哪些咒诅的话，你就知道如何去掉这些咒诅，你就得到了祝福。
Brothers and sisters, this is absurd. When you read, first of all, the Bible on curses, you see it's God who curses. As a matter of fact, the first curse in Genesis 3,
在创世纪第三章里面讲第一次讲到咒诅的时候,
is cursed be the serpent, he shall crawl on his belly all of his days.
是对神的咒诅说他要终日用肚皮来行走。
And you know, Deuteronomy 28, verse 15,
在申命记第28章第15节,
even those people who teach this teaching use that and say, these curses will come on us from the enemy.
第28章第15节,
but if you read Deuteronomy 28:15, you discover that God will bring all these curses on us if we disobey.
也许我们以为咒诅是从魔鬼来的，但是如果我们读《申命记》第28章第15节的时候，其实看到是说，当我们不遵行神的话的时候，我们受到神的咒诅。That
was the Old Testament law.
这是旧约里面的律法。
Malachi 1 verse, chapter 1 verse 14.
马拉基书1章第14节
says, "Cursed be the deceiver."
说，行诡诈的要受咒诅。
Malachi 2 verse 2 says,
2章2节说,
"And I will curse your blessings."
我要咒诅你们的祝福,
strong word.
你们的福分要变为咒诅。
Malachi 3 verse 9 says,
3章第9节说,
"You are cursed with a curse."
你们要因着咒诅而被咒诅,
"And me you rob."
你们因为你们抢夺了我的供物。
In the last verse, Malachi 4 verse 6,
最后一节,4章6节,
it says, "Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse."
免得我来咒诅遍地。
Brothers and sisters, I know this gets back to where I was in the first place. You begin to think this is a depressing book.
弟兄姐妹,听到这里之后,也许你又回到一开始想说,这本书实在是太难读了。
But it's not a depressing book.
但是其实不是这样。
The divine desire is to bless and not to curse.
神的盼望是要祝福而不是咒诅。
As a matter of fact, Campbell Morgan says when he concludes this book,
其实摩根弟兄说,当这件书结束的时候,
Malachi said, "Lest I curse."
说免得我来咒诅。
He doesn't want to curse.
他不想要咒诅。
God reluctantly curses
神不愿意咒诅,
so that he might correct us
所以他可以来,
and bring us into,
他可以来纠正我们,
in line with the divine desire.
所以我们可以符合他那神圣的盼望,
but his desire is to bless and not curse.
他的愿望是祝福而不是咒诅。
Look at Malachi 3 verse 10.
马拉基书3章第10节说,
this is right after they said, "You robbed me of the tithes and offerings."
神先说了,你们夺取了我的供物,
"Bring the whole tithe into the treasure house, and there may be food in my house, and prove me now with, saith Jehovah of hosts, if I open not to you the windows of heaven, and listen to this word, and pour out on you a blessing that there will be no place for it."
所以第十节神说,你们要当将那的十分之一, 全然送入仓库,使我家有粮,以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户,倾覆与你们甚至无处可容。That
is the divine desire.
这是神的愿望。
You know, even when Balak tried to get Balaam to curse the people of God,
甚至呢,当巴利要来咒诅神的子民的时候,
Balaam said, "I cannot curse who God has blessed."
巴兰也说,
he saw, speaking of God, no iniquity in Israel.
他说,以色列当中没有不公义。
How amazing.
何等的奇妙。
God's divine desire is to bless.
神的愿望是要祝福。
I will pour out on you a blessing, in some versions say, and you cannot contain it.
神说,我要倾倒我的祝福,圣经里面有节说,你都没有办法来承受。
This is the end of the Lord for the people of God.
这是神最终对他的子民的话。
And here's the promise I made to our brother Freedom.
我对朱弟兄曾经这样保证说,
I told him, we will take one vital lesson at the end of each book.
说在 这四卷书的每一节的最后，我们都要学一个重要的功课。
Look at Malachi 3, verse 16.
我们来看马拉基书三章第十三节。
Then they that feared Jehovah spoke often to one another, and Jehovah observed it and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Jehovah and that thought upon his name, and they shall be unto me a peculiar treasure.
第十六节，那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。
This is the vital lesson of Malachi.
这是马拉基书重要的。
In the midst of all of these conditions,
在所有这些环境里面，
he is looking for some that will respond to him.
他在寻找那些回应他的人。
He's looking for some that will fear Jehovah.
寻找那些敬畏耶和华的。
He's looking for some that will, that he can write a book of remembrance about.
他在寻找那些可以把名字写在纪念册上的。
He's looking for some that will be thought upon his name.
寻找那些思念他名的人。
And he is looking for some who will respond that will be to him a peculiar treasure.
寻找那些听从他能够成为他宝贝的人。
This is the end of Malachi.
这是马拉基书最后要告诉我们的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the divine desire.
弟兄姐妹，这是神的心意。
The eyes of the Lord are going to and fro about the earth.
神的眼睛遍地巡查。
And he's looking in the end for a remnant that will respond to him.
他要寻找的最终是那些要回应他的渔民。
And if he can find those that will respond to him,
如果他能够找到那些回应他的，
they will be a peculiar treasure to him.
就能够成为他所宝贝的。
So much is that his divine desire,
使得他心里面的盼望，
that he'll write a book of remembrance about them,
以至于他要写一个纪念册来纪念他们。
Can you imagine?
能够想象吗？
God himself writes a book of remembrance about them.
神自己写一个关于他们的纪念册。
This is the divine desire.
这是神的心意。
Look at chapter 4, verse 2.
第四章第二节说，
Remember verse 16 of chapter 3 said, Then they that feared Jehovah.
三章十六节里面说，那些敬畏耶和华的。
Here's the divine desire, chapter 4 verse 2.
第四章第二节里面讲到神的心意。
And unto you that fear my name,
但向你们敬畏我名的人，
shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings.
必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能。
This is the end of Malachi.
这是马拉基书的结尾。
You know, Malachi is about divine love.
马拉基书是讲到神的爱。
I have loved you, saith Jehovah.
耶和华说，我曾爱你们。
But it's also about divine judgment.
也讲到神的审判。
He judges us so that we won't be judged with the world.
他审判了我们，以至于我们不再受世界的审判。
And so that he will purify us in the end.
所以最终他可以洁净我们。
It's a great refiner.
他像那炼金之人一样。
But in the end, he has a divine desire.
在最终他有一个神圣的心意。
I believe he's looking for ones.
我相信他在寻找那些。
You can call them a remnant.
你可以称那些人是渔民。
You can call them overcomers.
也可以是得胜者。
You can call them whatever you like.
什么名字都可以。
But God calls them his peculiar treasure.
但是神称他们是他心头所宝贝的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
may we be in that group.
愿我们都成为那一群人。
This is the divine desire.
这是神的心意。
This is what he wants in the end.
这是神最终要最终所要的。
This is what he is looking for.
这是他寻找的。
And if he finds it,
如果他能够找到，
upon those the Son of God,
在神的儿子里面，
the Son of Righteousness,
公义的儿子，
will rise with healing in his wings.
我们就得他光线的医治。
This is the encouragement of this book.
这是这卷书给我们的鼓励。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主啊，为你的话我们感谢你。
We just pray that you will grant us revelation that we can really take in all that it means.
主啊，我们所求的就是你给我们启示，让这些话我们都能够听进来。
Lord, your word is so rich and so full.
主啊，你的话是那样的丰富。
Oh, forgive us when our condition is so low.
我们的光景是这样的。
Lord, we want you to capture us.
主啊，我们这是愿意你抓住我们。
We want you to refine us.
来炼净我们。
We want to be captured by your love.
我们能够被你的爱所抓住。
But we also want your searchlight to search us.
愿你呢，能够来，真的是能够来鉴察我们的心。
And to deal with us.
来对付我们。
And to refine us.
来炼净我们。
Your eyes are as the eyes of fire, the flame of fire.
主啊，让你的眼睛那个炼净的像炼净的火一样的眼睛。
We pray for your refining work.
主啊，我们真的是能够
until we conform to the image of your Son.
来炼净我们，直到我们能够有你儿子的形象。
Lord, we pray among us, you will find ones that will respond to you.
主啊，我们真是求你能够在我们当中找到。
Lord, we pray that we will be among those that you call your peculiar treasure. That is your desire.
这是你的心意。
That is what we desire.
也是我们的愿望。
In the end, we pray that our desire and your desire will meet.
真的是我们盼望在最终主啊，你的心意就成为我们的心意。
And you will have what you've always been after. For we ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.